Hello.
Listen, no think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Anyway, so this pole vaulter, her name's Alicia Newman, and she twerked after she did her jump, whatever, and she's hands on her knees and she's twerking it, and it's
It was
cute.
It was momentary.
Very.
She
didn't do a whole dance.
No.
It wasn't like a big thing.
I saw it happen and it was, I don't know, 3 seconds at the most. But that clip's everywhere. Everywhere.
Yes, it is everywhere.
Maybe not as much as the guy who bleeped the pole.
Yeah, that one was bigger. That's of all the viral ones. This chick. People are like, oh yeah, that looks good. I could go. If that reminds me, I need to go check out Megan Thee Stallion's page. Because that girl, she really does know how to do it.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. There's a few people who really know how to do that, where you're like, wow, that is actually kind of an art form. Like, I'm not sure what I'm looking at here or how they've got such, you know, butt cheek control, but I'm wowed. I have to admit, this is a skill, the twerking. I didn't know too much about twerking until a few years ago. Anyway, this is a Canadian chick and she's, you know, hot, whatever, I guess. She's dimpled, very cute, white chick, her hair's braided. I guess it's up and out of her way. Alicia Newman. She had an OnlyFans.
Oh, had as in it's gone?
No, no.
Oh.
She had one going in. I mean, Canada wasn't like, well, we're sorry about it, but, you know, we want only girls who are classy. They didn't say that, you know, I guess they were like, and she went, what? I'm not classy. And they went, oh no, sorry. Okay. You can go ahead. You can be in the Olympics. So she used to charge $12.99 a month for her adult only content.
So she's doing full nude.
I haven't seen her. I haven't gone to her.
What's her name?
Alicia, but spelled A-L-Y-S-H-A. Newman.
Wow. N-E-W. You wouldn't come to that spelling.
A-L-Y. Alicia. Right. Not like your Alicia, the bathroom girl. Since her viral moment where she...
Oh, there's... Okay. There's some nude.
Oh. Hot nude?
She's... Well...
Dirty nude?
I think she's...
Regular nude?
She's great looking. She's got great abs. This is just topless and she's wearing a bottom. I would say...
Is she as flat chested as she looks in this Olympic shot?
They're actually spectacular. Beautiful.
Oh,
come look.
Yeah, I want to see.
She looks beautiful. But, is that porn? Are you paying for that?
I
think that's just a lady taking a picture in the mirror. Like, that doesn't seem to be porn to me. Oh, here's a full nude.
Yeah, it's clearly a very tight shirt that she's got on here. She doesn't want the boobs to take down the pole. She's not gigantically chested and very, very fit. I would say that for someone who is charging $12.99 a month, I mean, I don't know. Do you wind up just being a porn star when you, just to keep people's attention, you always have to do more? That's the thing about OnlyFans to me. I'm like, okay, you start with, I'm showing the peak of, you know, the top of an areola. And then where am I 6 months later? I mean, am I just like looking for household objects to, you know, use on myself? I don't understand how you keep people interested.
I don't either. But I do think that the upside to OnlyFans, and I only know this by, I'm speculating. I have no idea. I don't know anyone who does it. But it seems to me like you are at least in control of your content. You could truly just say, I've reached the limit of what I feel comfortable doing on camera. Clearly, I'm losing membership. I'm not. And then you quit.
Right.
If you get into the porn business where you're showing up on movie sets and you've agreed that you're not going to do, like, let's say there's exits that you're not interested, you know, or whatever, eventually they're going to chip away at you or you're going to not get hired.
Right.
For parts.
Right.
So they're going to be like, we only do the butt.
So you can go if you'd like to.
It's just,
no
I
one's
just think,
force
I
you.
Do think that is how that ends up going, which is, you know, you may think you're going to only do lesbian scenes, but eventually you're doing gangbangs.
I would like to say as a warning to people who are like, OnlyFans, that seems like a viable way for me to support myself. Remember, once you've done it, you've always done it.
She's naked on this site. I didn't dig deep. They're right
you
here.
You didn't have to, right. And that's the thing. She could say, well, I've reached the end of what I'm comfortable doing. And she could shut that thing down and there will always be naked pictures of her having gone as far as she was willing to go.
What I will say,
of course, there's also deepfakes.
So. In her defense, she looks beautiful. Like this isn't porn. This is a shot of, like I said, the shot I showed you. Yeah. Is that porn? That's not porn. That's just a naked lady. Here she is naked. It looks like in a shower. She's beautiful, right. But she's not doing anything raunchy. And you're not seeing
the
middle of her.
Right, sure.
At all.
Right. Well, good.
So,
and listen, honestly, if you can live with that, great. Just remember, once you've done it, you've always done it. And anytime anybody Googles you, that could be the first thing that pops up.
Well,
future employers. Oh, what's your name again? Oh, you're here for the customer service job, Alicia Newman. All right, let's have a look at you online. Oh, boy. Well, you still got that thing going? Because I'll sign up for that.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
$12.99 a month is what she used to. We're talking about Canadian pole vaulter Alicia Newman. She twerked after she did her jump. She's got an OnlyFans page. Her subscriptions increased tenfold, surprise, after twerking at the Olympics. And she ran an Olympics flash sale. So normally $12.99 a month, she went down to $7.79.
I hope she makes enough money that she can laugh at people who won't employ her. That she can say, it's okay. I got plenty of money. I'm here to help the children or whatever she does in life. Who knows?
She said, on an interview published on Friday, August 16th, that her subscribers are 10 times more than what I've had on before. I can't say a real number because as we speak, numbers are being added. It just exploded. I've been really enjoying connecting with those fans because they're so ecstatic for me and obviously love my dancing.
Oh, is that it? Oh, because of the twerk. Okay.
I guess so.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Good for her.
I believe that she won bronze. Anyway, then she goes on to talk about training and people just want to see her naked now. So once you've done that, you've always done it, people. Just remember, no real walking that back.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.